Marketing Communications, and today I'm speaking with Josh Lober of ES Chat. Josh, thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
You bet, Donnie. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
So, you guys have been busy, and in particular, you've got a new announcement with T-Mobile. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. So, we've been working with T-Mobile for a bit, and on October 15th, just 2 days ago, we formally released general availability of the T-Mobile push-to-talk offering, which is based on ES Chat.
Okay, all right. Now, I know you guys have had relationships with other carriers and things like that. What makes this one different?
Sure. So this one is a little bit different from the other carrier relationships we have in that the carrier sales force, the T-Mobile sales force, is incentivized and out actively selling ES Chat. And this is specifically T-Mobile for Business, since we're not a consumer product. Our focus is on business and government enterprise use.
Okay. And so what attracted you guys to T-Mobile and vice versa?
So their approach is a bit different to the market. I think, as you know, one of the biggest focuses we have is with interoperability. That's, inter-carrier interoperability, inter-system interoperability, and inter-vendor interoperability. Traditional push-to-talk from other carriers will not communicate between carrier networks. And for us, that's a non-starter for any, modest-sized business or government agency. ES Chat as a over-the-top solution enables inter-carrier interoperability. T-Mobile's approach is to embrace that model and to support it so that not only do they offer a push-to-talk solution, but a push-to-talk solution that natively communicates across carriers. They've taken it a step further in that the billing that they offer, if you have a business enterprise with, say, 100 lines in it, and that's a mix of T-Mobile lines plus BYOD devices from other networks, you can charge your entire push-to-talk account, your entire ES Chat account on your T-Mobile bill.
Okay, that sounds really interesting. So if I have Donnie's construction company, which, by the way, no one should ever use, because I don't know anything about construction, but, if I have people out in the field, and obviously they may not all be T-Mobile users and stuff, but they can all use ES Chat. But as as the company owner, if I have to say to all those people that hey, you've got to download ES Chat and then send me the bill every month, that sounds like a real pain. But by doing it this way, they can do it more simply.
That's absolutely correct. So, the account administrator, the ES Chat account administrator for the enterprise, will distribute the activation codes. Typically in ES Chat, they're delivered by a text message. So regardless of what carrier that device is on, those devices will all connect and be capable of communicating. And the bill for all those lines remains on the T-Mobile account side.
Okay, all right. And then if they were to, upgrade their phone sometime in the future, that's fairly easy to transfer?
Yeah, that's just the same as any ES Chat transfer. It's, due to the security model, encryption keys need to be cleared, and then you're good to go on your next device.
Okay, all right. So what do you feel like this means to your company, ES Chat?
Well, it's a great indication of the movement of the market in that there's a recognition of the interoperability that is so important to us and, to the marketplace. So, having a sales force out, actively pushing the product is always a good thing. So, we're quite pleased with the relationship. I think in their words, it would be the uncarrier thing to do to enable push-to-talk service that operates not only on their carrier, but across other carriers. Of course, all the other features that exist within ES Chat, you know, with interoperability to radio networks from the basic ROIP to the advanced ISSI and AIS, the console integrations, the recording systems, all that's fully supported with this relationship.
All right. Well, very cool, Josh. Congratulations, and thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet. Anytime, Donnie. Thanks.